All right, welcome to the best
sleeping
beer show. How are you all doing?
Well, we made it. It's officially beer 30 on a Friday.
Yeah,
beer 30.
Super.
Beer 30, everyone.
How are you doing, Melissa?
I am great. Now that it's Friday, it's beer 30. I'm ready to like crack some stuff open and just drink it.
Definitely.
That's yeah, the right attitude.
Definitely down to drink some beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all mic'd up. We're good. Super excited. All right, so.
It's really cool because nobody out there knows, but we have headphones on.
We usually don't wear headphones, but they were wearing headphones. We can really hear each other.
It's
pretty cool.
Everybody's in my head.
And of course, what should be in your head right now is the best bleeping beer show sponsored by our friends at Clarion Beverage, bringing you single, six packs, cases, and kegs. Of course, get the keg. Save the environment.
Yes. Yeah. Save the trip.
Save the trip too. And you can visit them today, tomorrow, the next day, all weekend long, and pick up something to take home with you. Sit out by the fire, maybe chase the kids around. I don't know what you're doing out there.
Kids.
Like planting a garden, taking care of it.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You have a beer in between.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you should have a beer in between gardening.
Right. And speaking of beers, I read a little something on the internet today about our friends down at Clarion River Brewing.
They were releasing
a special beer today.
Ooh,
really?
What is it?
Yeah, you got really hyped about it. We were on the way back from, I think, Brookville, and Kristen was like, yo,
I was browsing
beer.
The social media.
Yeah, I think it's, what is it, Sour Peach Kids?
This is called Sour Peach Kids.
Okay.
It's new. This is their new beer alert for today, Clarion River Brewing. This is delicious. It's their new Kettle Sour, available today, and they did a kind of a collab. This was brewed with brewery at Union Station, the Brew Eerie at Union Station. They collabed. This is their second sour collaboration. So,
wow. Just only sour?
Yeah, I'm gonna hand the phone over to Espo because you know what? I actually have to pour the beer. I have a different job at the show than.
Right.
I would pour the beer, but you have it all in front of you.
Right.
Like, no,
so
you're not taking my beer.
A little bit of the background on this
here.
So they say they use fresh peaches, blackberry puree, and met with just a touch of lactose, you know, so that lactose sugar to sweeten it off, maybe take some of that edge off.
I like what they added about that. They said, you know, on the post, sometimes the sour beer is a little too sour for people, so they added that to give it a little bit of balance. So I'm really excited. Right. 100 pounds of fresh fruit went into making this.
And you know, it kind of looks like a peach. It looks like the peach.
Oh yeah, it is.
What were the fruit
color.
Varieties, Espo? Was it peaches and raspberries?
Peaches and a blackberry puree.
Blackberry. Okay.
Yeah, and just a touch of that lactose sugar in there. 4%, nice and light. Could be a nice summer drinker. What do you think? What about that smell? What
oh
are you
my
getting?
Goodness. Well, I want to toss some blackberries into it. It's
what
delicious.
Are you getting, Melissa? You're not a regular sour drinker, so this is a little bit out of your realm.
You can smell a little bit of the sourness kind of coming, you know, like how certain things like smell sour.
Right.
Well, like not like sour, like bad sour, but you know, like tart sour.
It makes the back of your mouth pucker a little bit. It's delicious.
Well,
as we describe the beer, let's look at it real quick, guys.
It is kind of sour.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to look it in your cup. It's this beautiful, hazy, almost like, what color would you say? Light
peach.
A light peach, really.
like
on,
a fuzzy little
on
peach.
The yellow side.
Right.
A fuzzy peach.
A little
peach.
Hazy.
It's beautiful, though, as you swish it around.
Nice lacing.
Yeah.
Right. All in
and
all,
it does. It smells like you're going to get a little bit of tart, but really it's so smooth. Like the sugar balanced so nicely.
Yeah. So for those that are lactose intolerant, this is not the beer that they want to go and take a taste out of.
Yeah, how does that work, Espo?
No, I don't think you want to do that.
Well,
you're lactose intolerant. Yeah, you don't want
that.
You know what I would do this year is I might throw some champagne in it and do like maybe a cocktail like for brunch.
Like a Bellini.
If you did this, like a Bellini, if you did this with, like I said, the blackberries, you throw a peach slice in and then some nice champagne, I think would
be really make it like full summer. Add the fresh fruit into
this
it.
Is like a, this would be like a brunch drink.
You can actually do it like a sangria with this. Like a
beer gria. Like a
beer gria.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
This is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
This is a winner all around, and of course available at our friends down at Clarion River Brewing. You can stop in tonight. Actually, they have live music going on at 7, so something to go and check out.
Yeah, so that's how we came to get this awesome
Can I see that phone? And I'll give you some more information.
Definitely.
Even.
So, yeah, we were riding around. Kristen saw it. We popped over. Brian was in there. Jeremy was in there. And we were like, hey, guys, we're going to do the beer show today. And we were like, what's up? Can we get some of the beer and try it out? They're like, yeah, man, sweet. Thanks for looking out. So, really appreciate
it. Shout out to our friends down there at Clarion River Brewing. Stop in tonight, 7 p.m., Mad Max Blues Review.
Well, you don't even have to even stop in for the beer. I mean, if you've got other plans and you want to just grab this beer, what is that?
So they gave us this, like, it's like a mini growler. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the, is it like 20 ounces? It was marked 20 on the bottle, so I think it's about 20 ounces.
It's the coolest bottle, and then they have the larger growler. So, yeah, you can stop in, get things refilled. Like, let's say you're headed out to camp or you're headed out to a party, a barbecue. Mm-hmm. It's way cool to show up with a growler.
And I noticed that it was super cold, too.
Super cold.
That tap is pretty
cold. Like, extra cold.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
Right.
All right. Well, I need to give this beer a score, right? Is that what
we're
doing?
Are we scoring this beer, too, along with the other beers?
I don't see why not. Yeah. Or no.
Are we on sour beers today?
Well, there's another sour beer.
No, I think we'll stick to the coat.
Okay.
We'll jump into beer number one. And if you guys,
unprecedented. We've never done this before.
Right, so this was just like an opener. We're just trying to sample it and see, you know, what that flavor was all about.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a sour thing.
No, it's not a sour show today. Don't worry. But it is International Beer Day today. Did you check that out, Kristen? Did you Google that and make sure we were correct?
I did, and of course, Melissa getting upset. It's International Beer Day. I thought this was a good thing. She's saying, you know,
there's a day
people
for
just
everything.
Make this stuff up.
Oh my goodness,
I mean, in
Melissa.
Come on now. I mean, it used to be just like Mother's Day, Father's Day, you know, Cinco de Mayo. Right. Now there's like International Beer Day.
Yeah,
there's Sister-in-Law Day. There's Cousin Day. There's,
you know,
there's all kinds of days. I mean, some days are even shared with others. It's like, so, yeah, it's a lot of days.
We're just a partying culture. I think it just gives you another reason to grab a beer.
No, it just makes you another day happy to celebrate.
This International Beer Day, I picked out a beer actually with you in mind, Melissa.
Oh, okay.
So you can thank me. And I might actually, what is the name of this? Because you can pronounce it better than I can.
I think it's strange that I can actually pronounce it better. I mean, but okay.
Go for it.
It's from Hofbräu München. I can't even do it. It's a Hofbräu. It's a Hefeweizen.
Okay, cool.
That one I do know how to say properly. It's a Hefeweizen.
So a Munich wheat white beer.
It's a German brew. It's probably from Munich.
Yep, right, they're saying this is the crowning glory for a perfect afternoon, the Munich style. Because whenever friends get together in Munich, in the city, in the park, in the beer garden, or on the patio, this yeasty and tangy sparkling beer can't be missed. They really sold it to me on that line. And this is available all year round. It's a top fermented alcohol. Is 5.1% per volume. They have, some malt, some wheat malts, like barley malt, Munich malt, of course, 14 IBU, if you believe in IBU.
No, not necessarily, but...
you're going to see a beautiful bright amber in your glass. It really looks like just such a traditional, like a pilsner or something.
Yeah.
Harmonious nice fruity beer. Bouquet. And yeasty and tangy. That's really what they're wanting us to know about, how tangy it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and it's good. And, you know, you can throw like a lemon or a citrus of some sort in a Hefeweizen, and it just makes the...
You didn't like that.
I like these kind of beers, but I'm not... they're kind of like sweet, I think.
Yeah, it is a little
is it
bit sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit sweeter
than
usual.
Than the usual one. I mean, Germans kind of like, they like beer, so...
Now, in Germany, is it culture to put the orange slice in the beer? Is that something they do? Or is
I
that just like a
I think
thing
that
we
might
do?
Be something that we do. I don't know if that's done over in Germany or not.
Okay.
I've never
I mean, it doesn't seem like they grow many oranges in Germany. Like, I just...
Exactly.
I'm just guessing here.
Or lemon, yeah. But what they do have is a lot of beer gardens, so we do know.
Right. Maybe might be the business to get into, like exporting oranges to Germany. I don't know.
Like,
here, try it in your beer.
Put this in the beer. Go ahead.
It pairs well with Espo's favorite white sausage, fish dishes, Kunkels. poultry and asparagus.
That's my favorite, so, huh?
Yeah. I know that you're really into that German food. We once went to a German dinner and got the whole like sausage trio or something. We were like, oh, let's try these sausages.
All the brats and all the worst.
All the worst of the worst. Yeah.
All of that stuff. It was like, man, it was like a rainbow of sausages.
Should have gotten the rabbit. It was a rainbow of sausages. All right. Let's get
sausage
back to this
festival
beer.
Around here.
The Hofbräu?
Hofbräu.
Hofbräu.
Yeah, the Hofbräu.
Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
Which is like means wheat beer.
Yeah, Hefeweizen.
Right? Hefeweizen.
We can shorten it to that.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. Yeah. So
I'd like to know your score, Melissa.
It's okay. I mean, it's like any other kind of Hefeweizen that you kind of drink out there. I mean, it's not any one better than the other. So, we'll just give it a standard score of 7.
Wow, that's kind of high for a standard score.
Going
up to 10.
Well, come on now. I mean, no, it's not like it's
okay,
bad.
But you like
do you
it,
not
you
like
it.
These beers, though? You like the Dunkels?
I do like the Dunkels.
Screwed up.
No, you didn't screw up. I like beer. There is no beer that I have not enjoyed so
all
far.
Right, cool.
Well, maybe a couple, but you know.
Well, it's almost 13%ers I can remember.
Yeah.
Man, those were rough days. Rough days. But Kristen, how do you feel about the beer? What's up?
Yeah, man, I'm like, it's a 6 for me because I like wheat beers. I think I like American wheat beers.
A little bit
way
more.
Way more. Like a farmhouse style.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Is more for me.
Oh, yeah. That's like going into the
These
IPA
are a little
land.
Sweet. And kind of like
a little doughy.
It is a little doughy,
a little
but
bread-like.
Good. I mean, it's definitely good.
I like a good Hefeweizen every now and then. You know, I
it's
just like it
say.
Because like they've always been around that 5% realm. It's not like they're not like going to a lower percentage. Like they've always been at that happy middle ground. And like, you know, when you're reaching for something, you just want to chill out and vibe. You know, a Hefeweizen is just like, it'll get the job done. Smooth, goes down easy.
It's
an easy drinker.
It is an easy drinker.
I will say that I have 2 cups over here. And 1 cup has the Clarion River Brewing beer in it. The peach. What is it? Sour peach.
Kiss.
Yeah, that's why it's getting crazy over here. And it's really good.
And
especially after you have a sip of that, it's even better. It's like,
you
oh, I bet you.
Double dip it, man. You're like messing up
okay?
the whole algorithm.
No, I bet you. I bet you if you kind of mix it a little bit, it'll probably.
Oh my goodness,
I
mean, you
I
guys
really
are
like
just
this.
Making
I'm just,
no, cocktails
it,
now at the
listen,
beer.
No, I will keep my.
I don't even know what is happening.
Keep my local
taking beer to
another
level. Remember?
Oh man,
it's International Beer Day, and keeping the local beer to the side. It's okay.
All good, man. Yeah, Clarion River Brewing did their thing. We might throw it on a score. We might come back to it.
Could,
we might come back around. Let's see how it all rolls out.
All right.
Throw a score on it.
What's
all
your
right,
score
so
for this?
My score, I'm going to lock in with you, Melissa. I'm going to lock in at a 7. I think we have a similar taste on that one. Similar style palette. We kind of agree on the wheats most times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's cool. Kristen likes the wheats, but you can see she's really drawn to that sour.
She's always she is definitely
right.
The sour.
And that's cool. And that's cool, right. So,
she's sweet on the outside, likes to...
Yeah, right.
Well, a little sour.
A little sweet and sour.
Right. Well, of course, when you go to Clarion Beverage, you can pick out any kind of beer because they have the largest beer selection in the county. Like, that's a guarantee.
Yeah, the beer capital of Clarion County.
Yeah, the beer capital. Recently gave it that name.
Clarion Beverage is the beer capital
named.
Of Clarion County.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Jay's willing to take on any competitors.
Oh.
He's like, what's up, guys?
No, they just have a larger selection of craft brewers. So, if you're going into a beer store in pretty much any other town besides, like, a city, they just don't have a large selection for us craft beer people.
Right.
Yeah.
But Clarion Beverage delivers.
Yeah, he keeps it moving and rolling, too. You gotta love that. So, what's up next?
And on that note, this is an Agua Fresca Cerveza, so I'm not even sure if it's considered a beer, really.
Right.
But we're staying in the realm of the International Beer Day.
Right, international. So, we started off in the U.S., then we headed over to Germany. Now, we're headed over to a collaboration in Mexico City. So, real cool. And, this is the Agua Fresca Cerveza. All right. Pretty cool. And pretty much what happened is New Belgium partnered up with a brewery, which is named Primas Cerveceria. All right. And they paired up and they made this beer. Now, that brewery is a leading mastercraft brewery based in Mexico City. Founded by 3 cousins, Rodolfo, Jamie, and Rebecca. Right? You like that? So, Mural is our joint homage to a classic Acqua Fresca that also pushes the boundaries of what a beer can be. So they're saying they took a Mexican Acqua Fresca, which is pretty much fruit water that they make in Mexico, and made a beer with it. So they said you should taste hibiscus, agave, watermelon, and lime with a fresh, vibrant sip. Calories, 110. So if you're watching the weight, they're good. Nine carbs on your grams. You got a little carbohydrates there, but there's also 1 gram of protein. I take that's from the fruit, or it could be from, what would that be, from the wheat?
Maybe. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. Like, yeah.
4% though.
Yeah, man.
It is a beautiful color.
Oats, you can get protein from oats and wheat, right? Yeah.
It looks like a rosé.
Yeah, anyways.
if we were to pick a descriptor here.
Man, my glass is empty. See how you all care about me over here.
Well, jeez, it's Louise. Kind of empty.
Man, they do old Espo
it's
so bad.
It's typically of a drink, Espo.
they gave me the can. I didn't even notice. They wanted me to go hard. They wanted me to just chug it. Just face
it's a pretty
it.
Color. You know, it really is pretty.
Right, it is real pretty. Yeah, it looks like watermelon juice. Like if you were to squeeze watermelon juice, kind of, right?
Really? I
thought or like a rosé.
Yeah,
or like if you had like hibiscus flowers soaked in water, right, you know, be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so now is for the test.
Right, smell it. Put your nose in it. What do you smell? Do you smell all that stuff they talked about?
It smells like beer, which I thought it was going to be more like a juice, and it definitely smells like beer.
It doesn't smell like watermelon a little bit?
I smell a little fruit.
This is great. Is there even alcohol in this? This is delicious.
That's a very neutral beer. Very neutral. Like, very balanced flavor.
It's like a hybrid White Claw.
Ha ha, the claw.
Right,
it's delicious. Mm-hmm. This is nice.
This is like a nice balance. It's not like, it's not 4%. Too sweet. It's not sour. It's like right in the middle. It's just a flavorful, nice beer. 4% nice.
Again, this could be a beer that you could make into a cocktail. So
it's like a tea.
It does. That's the hibiscus that you're tasting. Is that real floral? Is the hibiscus.
Oh, yeah. That's why you said it tastes like a tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes like an iced tea.
Have you ever had hibiscus tea?
Mm-hmm.
It's good for like the liver. So for all of you heavy drinkers out there, have some hibiscus tea.
Oh, this will be the drink that you go to.
Beautiful color,
right?
Too.
But yeah, hibiscus tea has the same color. It's like vibrant, bright red. You're almost like afraid to drink it. You're like, whoa, that is some bright tea. So yeah, I think that's where they got that color from.
Yeah, this would be great with like a little bit of limoncello.
Yeah.
And you do like over ice with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like how you're making these mocktails.
Now, are they mocktails or there's a bunch of booze
in
them?
I guess you're just like creating new things. I guess it's like a...
Well, I mean,
they're beer cocktails.
Yeah, they're beer cocktails.
Which are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
We're inventive, innovative.
Since 2019.
I like it. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. So
this is really... What is the alcohol on this again?
4%. So nice and light.
Yeah.
You know, and the other day I was talking about drinking on the Clarion River. And someone was like, "Espo, that's highly illegal. So don't advise people to do that." So
we would never do anything like that.
I wouldn't do that. I didn't say that.
We're just saying, like, if we were thinking about
it. You know, sometimes, you know, I just speak what's on my mind. And, you know, it's not always life advice. So don't take it as that.
Keep it in the backyard.
Right. Yeah.
If you live in Miola, watch out for Melissa's backyard.
Yeah.
Right. She's probably in it.
Oh, yeah. I'm out there with the fire going.
Are you allowed to like drink on trails? Or is that like frowned upon?
I don't think so.
Too?
Yeah, no.
All right.
It's like a private property thing.
All right, okay.
It's not like in Colorado you can like drink in the national parks and
right.
stuff.
Right, that's what I was like asking. Okay, cool. Okay,
no.
cool.
No national park drinking?
No. Okay. Well, what do you guys think about this? Like, what would you really give this as a rating?
Man.
It's hard to rate it as a beer.
It is hard to rate it as it, because I really don't think of it as a beer.
What do you think of it as?
I think of it like, I could drop some ice cubes, yeah. Well, I don't even think it's soda water. It's not like that carbonated. It's not carbonated like soda, you know?
Yeah, definitely not heavily carbonated. Almost like a wine. Like a real light, like smooth tasting, like a rosé, like you were saying.
Like a rosé.
Yeah,
but
might be.
I would throw some.
Not as deep as like of a flavor profile as a rosé. You don't get that like crazy aftertaste, but
you don't taste any kind of alcohol.
And
in
I think
this
it's
one.
Due to the blend. You know, the watermelon is pretty nice. I think the only punch you get of like a burst of like maybe like a little tartness is from the lime. You know, you have agave, which is sugar, a natural sweetener. And yeah, man, pretty good.
It's nice.
Yeah, because this, you know how like sometimes you can almost taste like there's, this has got alcohol in it. This would be very hard to distinguish if there's alcohol in it.
Right. You want to keep this away from the kids.
Right. And if you're a fan of New Belgium, anything they do, this is a beer that they did. So
that's
this is
true.
A collaboration. So if you like New Belgium.
This is the second collab in the show, too, might I point out.
Right.
Because, of course, Clarion River Brewing, they collabed with Erie Beer.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think that's really interesting.
Super stoked. So yeah.
I like whenever they all like work together and like make things even better.
It makes like an even better beer.
Because this next one's also a collab.
Before we go there, we have to score it. Before we go there, we got to score. Okay, Melissa, how do you feel?
I like this. I think it kind of stands alone. There's really nothing in what we got here that I think would compare to it. I don't know, but I really like it. I'm gonna give it an 8.
Okay.
Might go 8.5, you know, because it is pretty nice.
I'm going to go 8. Mm-hmm. 8 as well.
8. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it. I like it that much, too, believe it or not. This is like a first time we've all been in kind of sync.
It's refreshing. It's summer out. You know, it's not real heavy. It's a really easy drink. It's nice.
Yeah, real nice, easy drinker, sipper. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it Cinderella sip, and you put the pinky up.
Oh,
you know, so Cinderella sip, you can take it easy. And if you do like to have more than one beer, you can do that with this one. I feel like low alcohol percentage, so you won't even dial in for a while. You won't even get to that level.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Not yet. 4 more, please.
No, drink responsibly, guys. You know how it goes. So what else, Kristen? What do you got? It looks like you're over there studying.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
Professor Espo gave her some homework.
I have been over here studying. All right, the next beer, you all know the brewery. It's Dogfish Head.
Woo-hoo!
This is a collaboration, a one-of-a-kind collaboration with the analog creators at Kodak. They're bold, they're storytellers, and they're our kind of people, which is why they teamed up with them to develop a one-of-a-kind partnership in creative chemistry. So it all started when Dogfish Head founder and CEO Sam learned about a Kodak podcast that if the pH of beer is low enough, it might be able to develop their Super 8 film. So challenge accepted. They brewed a beer to see if they could develop some film with it, and here it is. This is a seasonable... Yep. A sessionable, I should say, Super Ghosts, brewed with 8 heroic ingredients. Prickly pear, mango, boysenberry, blackberry, raspberry, elderberry, kiwi juices, toasted quinoa, and some red Hawaiian sea salt. So that's technically 9, but they're keeping it with...
They could have put this
in
a bowl.
I don't think the sea salt counts as an ingredient.
That's what they say, actually. But that's not it. It effectively developed the Kodak Super 8 film.
Wow.
So that's pretty neat science.
Huge.
Here. And this is ABV 5.3, releases April through December, first released in 2008, and it's a super fruit ghost.
Ghost.
Now, I wonder, and I wish we should have gotten someone on the phone about this. Let's phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
Clarion River Brewing made a kettle. This is a ghost.
Okay.
What is the difference?
We should have probably asked Brian.
Asked him.
Thinking back, we'll get that info.
This is pretty too.
It
almost
color.
Matches like the can that it came in, which is nice and purple, which is one of my favorite colors.
Yeah, I love the artwork on cans. I think that's like the most attractive part of going in to buy the beer. You know, if you were looking at it as romance, it's love at first sight, right?
It is.
You can't really taste the beer before you buy it. So what other way can you connect with it? It's through the art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're spiritual at all, if you're far out, man. Anyways.
Get drawn to
the art and just look deep inside it and just let it open you up.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to draw your nose into your glass to smell this and smell how fruity it is. It's very frontal.
Oh man,
on
so
the
nice
fruit.
It smells like just fruit punch. Just like fruit.
Kool-Aid.
I love fruit.
It's a beautiful dark pink, like a coral, almost amber. Really pretty. Are you sniffing into the mic?
You guys can hear me.
This is delicious.
In my ear. It's a little tart.
Yeah, how do you feel about that color, though? So color, look at that in a light, like a real vibrant, kind of like undertone.
It's kind of like of almost
like a ruby red.
An orange mix, kind of.
Yeah, it is kind of like a fluorescent orange. Mm-hmm. Very nice color. Nice glow to it. It has a nice
So this is tart. I know that nice you're a little weird about the tartness.
No.
Do you think this is too tart for you? Or do you prefer something a little bit on the sweeter?
Well, they should have put that lactose sugar in it.
They should have. Yeah, they really did.
They should have.
They forgot the ingredients.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. Substitute the salt for the sugar.
Right. That would have took it down a notch because I think sugar pulls the essence out of fruits. Like, you know.
Yeah,
like
it does.
If you want to just put a little bit. Because salt does the same thing. It can make the sugars pop. You know, it creates mm-hmm. a balance. But I think the same thing happens. You add just a touch of sugar after you've done that whole process. And it can brighten it just a little bit. And just kill some of that sour overtone. But the bite on this one is not too bad.
No,
it does hit you
bad.
But it's right up front. You're not waiting on it. You get it right away.
No.
It tastes real nice. It's smooth. Pretty balanced for what it is.
I actually like it. I mean, yeah. I know it's a little sour. It's not something that I would get all the time because I'm not... My flavor profile doesn't always go to sour. I'm more of a sweeter person.
Right.
But, or not like, you know what I mean.
Do right. you think it would be disrespectful to the brewer if you muddled berries with a little bit of sugar at the bottom and then poured the beer in?
I don't think the brewer would really care as long as you enjoy the beer, you know, with the option of like, if you can enhance it, then go for it.
But yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
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 You know, make it into an ice cream. I'm sure the brewers don't care.
For sure, man. Make it into ice. Yeah, I think like, you know, taking it to the next level, especially when you're hosting. You know, if you have something and you feel like you can, you know, your guests pretty well, you're like, well, they might like this, but if I do this to it, I know I can get them in the hook.
Exactly, because you know? Maybe it's like you can't do it with any other brewer, but with this kind of, you know, brew. Yeah, you never know. I don't think the brewers get upset because they sample around and experiment with all of these different flavors, too.
Right, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we go back over the beers that we've had today?
Sure.
Let's start at the beginning where it's the unrated. It's unrateable. The Clarion River Brewing Company's Sour Peach. Man, I'm the worst. Sour Peach Kids. Sorry, I had to pull up the phone.
Yeah, the Sour Peach
Sour
Kids.
Sour Peach Kids.
Like Sour Patch Kids, you know, like the candies.
It is a new kettle sour. It's available today. Now, this is what's cool about it. Now, they did collab with Brew Erie at Union Station, CRBC. They won again at their second sour collaboration. I think it's a win. I mean, if I were to judge it, I would give it a 9 because I have been sipping on it this entire time. It is the best beer of the night. 4% ABV. Fresh
super
peaches
fan.
And
right?
blackberry puree. They met with a little bit of that lactose, so it's not too sour. And of course, tonight you can check out live music, 7 p.m. Mad Max Mike's Blues Review.
Right, yeah, man. So that's what we started off with. I loved it. It was nice, especially like now that we've gone through all these other beers,
mm-hmm.
and like you can reflect back to how you started, and you're like, okay, that was nice. You know,
it
the
was
peach.
Nice. It was
it was
refreshing.
Nice. It was smooth because mm-hmm. like you tasted a beer that was actually like way more sour.
It was
like you still taste it. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel it in my stomach. Like sours, they give you the like. You feel it. I don't know what that is. What is that? I guess like the what they use, the yeast.
I don't the acid.
Yeah, just that, you know.
It's like
sour.
Quinoa in this one. So.
Oh yeah, this is like a meal in a can.
Right.
I thought about this being like in a bowl with like some salmon over it. Like after she read all those ingredients, I was like, what?
But it does sound like a good like little health bowl,
yeah,
doesn't it?
That
like,
last beer. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm like, not sure.
Have you ever gone to like one
like
of those
cold,
health
like
food places and have like quinoa and
hey,
like
guys,
grapes
you know
and
we
stuff?
Forgot to do. We forgot to rate that last beer.
Oh.
You guys. I guess I'm the guy controlling the score, so it's my fault. Sorry.
I'm going to give it a 7. It could have had some more dimension to the flavor besides
right.
it was a little sour with less dimension than I would have liked.
Okay.
As far as the fruitiness, I think there's so many different flavors, but it's like if you could kind of pinpoint a little bit more.
Right.
Towards a direction, I think it could have had a little direction.
Okay.
Had like a directional sense gone wrong.
Okay, cool.
So.
I like that.
Well, aren't sessions generally sour anyway?
No.
No?
They're low in alcohol.
Yeah, they're just like chill. They're just like, I feel like session is like right in the middle.
Because
like
sometimes I feel like when
I think legit though, everyone's just like, oh, we're going to call it a session. But like, no, really a session should be like 4.5 to like 4%.
Oh, okay.
And like an IPA, they're typically kind of like lighter IPAs.
Yeah, lighter IPAs, right.
Lighter
pale ales. It's like an IPA cut in half.
Okay. 6.
All right. You give it a 6.
Okay, so
it's a little tart.
We right. then went to Germany for International
and I'll give it
Beer
a 6
Day.
Too, just to lock in, all right? All right, cool. We got,
this is the Hefeweizen.
Right. Hefeweizen.
From Hofbräu. I'm the worst at reading these. Hofbräu.
Hofbräu.
And, man, I don't remember what I gave this, but it was probably kind of low, maybe a 6.
You gave that beer...
It's kind of like a general.
You gave that one, yeah, a 6. Wow, your memory's great, man. You gave it a 6. Melissa gave it a 7. I gave it a 7. And,
it didn't win.
Yeah, that got 20 points.
The right. third beer, which was incredible, potentially not even a beer. This was the New Belgium collab with our friends in Mexico City.
The second beer.
Yes, the second, the Primus. Well, I was counting Clarion River.
Yeah, she's counting the first one.
This is the Agua Fresca Cerveza, brewed with watermelon, lime, hibiscus, and agave. 4%, and it's their little collab. I think this is pretty neat out of Mexico City. Not so much a beer, but delicious.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That was my fave.
Yeah, that one got 8 points from you, Kristen. Melissa, you gave it 8.5. I gave it an 8. 24.5 points across the board. But what was that last one we had?
And lastly, we had the Dogfish Head, brewed in collaboration with Kodak Films.
Okay.
This was the Super 8. It is a nice sour. It's a sour beer brewed with like a slew of ingredients, including tons of fruit and quinoa and some red sea salt. They're all over the place with this one. And delicious.
Yeah, man. Pretty
but
good.
Sour.
Yeah.
Yes, but sour.
Marissa, you gave it a 6. Kristen, you gave it a 7. I gave it a 6. It got 19 points on the board. So the winner is the Amaral Primes. Yeah, so the Agua Fresca.
Agua Fresca.
Right.
Are there more Agua Frescas out there?
Yeah, there are.
Definitely
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we should do like...
maybe an Agua Fresca show.
Yeah. Yeah, so that way we can like...
And on that note, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for the beer show, baby.
That's it?
That's it, man.
That's all she wrote?
That's it.
Happy weekend.
No more. Happy weekend. We love you all. Until next time, right?
Yeah, see you at Clarion Beverage.
Yeah, Clarion Beverage. Go and get those singles, six packs, cases, kegs, mini kegs. Or huge kegs, or you can buy like 10 kegs at a time.
Why
you can
don't
even
you have a party?
Rent, you can even rent the beer
trailer
for 70, what is it, $75 a day?
Yeah,
get the heck out of here.
That might be the Espo rate.
I said the other words.
Yeah, that might be the Espo rate, but
you fill
Jay
it up
might
with some kegs and
yeah, you can get the whole the thing with the taps the on the outside. Yeah, you can take the whole.
Yeah.
It might
man,
be $100.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's $100 per day. The extra 25, you know.
Again, you're gonna feel so environmentally friendly when you do things like that.
For sure.
Just like filling up a growler at a local brewery.
Right, for sure, for sure. Well, let's get ready to slide out on them, all right, gang?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we're gonna
like
slide out on them.
Yeah.
You know, little Eddie Murphy, 1985.
Yeah.
I wasn't even alive. I wasn't even a swimmer. But I definitely made it to the finish line, so I was the winning swimmer, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
I was the champion.
Dum, 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 dum.
Anyways, have a great weekend.
Be safe.
Be safe. Thank you all for tuning in.
Drink craft beer.
Yeah.
Drink craft beer. Oh, also, Toby Hill Bar and Grill is on Untappd. They're on Untappd, the app.
Untappd the app.
Yeah, like, you know, if you want to get beers, you can go on Untappd and look them up and tells you where all the craft
beers are. Wait, so if you're going to do a plug, I'm going to do a plug. Zach Blos at Mechanistic tomorrow evening.
All right. Peace. That's it.